It's so good to be with you in this place today. And I can think of a lot of things that would describe what's happening right now. We call it worship, right? But what is worship? It's so vast, and it's so deep and so high that sometimes it's just hard to find the words to describe what is actually happening when we as the body of Christ get together to join our voices in song, to join our voices in prayer, to join our love together and to give it all for Him, to love Him back the best way we know how. I mean, it's an awesome experience. But what I chose to call it today is the title of my message. If you were to give it one, it would be this. This is a come to Jesus meeting. Amen? A come to Jesus meeting. Now, that can mean a lot of things. I give you permission to ask my son about some of the come to Jesus meetings he and I had over his early life. Know what I'm saying? I don't know if he'd tell you or not, but I can tell you this. One of our come to Jesus meetings was, Gabe, this could be called a punishment, but I don't really see it as a punishment, but I want you to write a sermon about what you did. You wrote one, didn't you, Gabe? Yeah, a few times. So, mom and dads, maybe you ought to try that technique for your children when they don't quite walk the way you taught them to walk. Just tell them to sit down and write a sermon. It's tough. And when I get to preach, I'm really preaching to myself too. So can we just have a come to Jesus meeting, all of us together? If you're willing to do that tomorrow, you say amen? Amen. All right. Well, great. So if you brought your Bibles, I want you to turn to John, the fourth chapter. It's a familiar story. But if there was ever a story in the Bible where there was a come to Jesus meeting, it's this one. John 4. And you know this story pretty well. But man, there's a lot to catch right here in this story. We call it, oh yeah, this is the story of the woman at the well. And man, what I was teasing Pastor Jeff and Christia this week. I said, guys, you can pray for me because my sermon is going to be 3 hours long. I heard those oh me's. I got one amen. The others were oh me. Oh my. You'd be glad to know that I chopped it down to two. Chapter 4 of the Gospel of John, beginning with verse 7. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You have well said, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." So, what an amazing story. What an amazing example of an encounter with Christ. Don't you wish you could have been there? Don't you wish you could have seen the woman's face? Don't you wish you could have heard her talk to the people when she went back to her town? This man knew everything. But this woman at the well, as we call her, this Samaritan woman, she had a come to Jesus meeting. There's three things I want to ask you. How is your drinking? How is your drinking? How is your speaking? How is your worship? I want us to just have some time of reflection, personal reflection today, and just begin to think about those things. You see, one of the reasons I love a recent song that we entered into our repertoire in worship songs is called "In the River." I like it because it's upbeat, it's fun, but more than that, I love what it's saying. There is a river flowing from the throne of God. Listen, when we get in that river, when we get drenched in the water from God, that's where we need to stay. Can anybody say amen to that? You see, I want to know what you're drinking from. What is it that's going on in your life that causes you to continue to drink from the well that will never run dry? The water of Christ, the words of Christ, the ways of Christ Jesus, that's what we want. We want to soak it in so that, as that song says, bursting, bursting. How is your life? Is it bursting with the rivers of Jesus Christ, the living water? How many come to Jesus conversations do you have in your life? Just asking. And what are you finding yourself drinking from? Listen, there's a lot of things we can drink from, right? We can drink from the wells of the past. Some of those past wells might be really good. Some of them might be really, really tragic. Some of you look back in your life and you can think of a lot of joy moments, but there might be a lot of times in your life where it was anything but joy. It might be hurtful times, times of grief and pain, times of injury, times of regret. And you look back in your past and say, "Oh, if I could just do it different, I would go back and do it different." But you see, when we come to Jesus, Here's what Jesus would say. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He wants us to drink from the well that will never run dry. He wants us to drink of the water of healing, real healing. Some of you had some bad relationships, and maybe those relationships are still haunting you. They're causing you maybe even nightmares. Maybe you're still dreaming about it, or maybe you're still going down the I-95 and you can't quit thinking about the regret or the pain, or how could they have talked to me this way? How could they have done such a thing? What was it that was so bad about me that they left me? Or why is God mad at me because he took somebody that I love so much and now I don't have them anymore? I don't know what you came in here with, but I do know this, that Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the one who has the strength when we don't have any. Jesus is the one that wants you to drink from his well, from his water. That's the ticket. And you say, well, Brother Steve, I know that. I want that, but sometimes I just don't feel like he's around. Sometimes I get in the Word and I read it, and it's like it doesn't penetrate. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Don't quit. Don't quit. You see, here's something that I want you to realize, that right here in this short story, this encounter with Christ was worship. That's what took place at that well. Did that woman have any idea that she was going to face to face with the Messiah? Of course not. It's just another day. I'm coming to get water. Next thing you know, she sees this man she's never seen before, and he knows all about her. You said, well, you have no husband. In fact, the one you're living with is not your husband, but you've had five. And, you know, you've got another guy. It's not none of them, but now. I mean, can you imagine what she must have felt like? How did he know that? Man, gossip spreads fast. You know, I can't really think, but she's just going, you know what she told the people when she went back to town? There was this man who knew all about me. This is what we know. Was there more conversation? There may have been, but whatever the conversation was, even if it was just this that we just read, she knew that this man knew all about her. Do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ knows all about you? If so, would you say amen? Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about that question, and I know he knows all about me, why he put me together even before I took my first breath. He knit us together in our mother's womb. He picked out the color of eyes and the color of hair and the talents and gifts. He did all that. You believe that, right? That was weak. You believe that, right? Folks, you got to talk to me a little stronger, or I'm just going to get louder and longer. Listen, he did that. Just you. Nobody else on this planet has ever walked that's exactly like you. You have special uniqueness created by the Creator with a purpose in mind, with a purpose and a plan for your life. So, what are you drinking from? And how many times are you having to come to Jesus meeting? Now, for Gabe and I, we had a lot of come to Jesus meetings, and the one I mentioned was probably not a very pleasant come to Jesus meeting for him that day. But I believe he would still talk about it as a great experience, even though it was a hard experience, talking to his dad about something that he shouldn't have done. I don't even remember what it was. And that's for real. You can remind me later if you want to. But here's the deal. God does not forget because he's getting old, and, you know, that's one of the things that goes when you start turning gray. Anybody else here like that? I want to see hands this morning. Just make sure I'm not alone. My wife's in denial. She did not raise her hand. Y'all pray for Patty, you know. She still thinks she's 30-something. But listen, when God says, you know, I put it as far as the east is from the west, and remember it no more, that's what he means. So have you ever had those moments where you ask him to forgive you again for the same thing that you asked him to forgive you for the last 25 times? When you go to pray, oh, Lord, forgive me when I spoke and I shouldn't have, or whatever it was that you mentioned. Don't you think that God gets tired of that because he already forgot about it? You confessed it, he forgave it, and he forgot it. That's what the word says. Put it as far as the east is from the west and remembers it no more. God does that. When you come to Christ, when you had that come to Jesus meeting, folks, the good news of Jesus Christ is that he wipes away our every sin. And can anybody say hallelujah to that one? Listen, that's truth. That's truth. And you wonder why I dance up here. You wonder why I shout up here. Because when I come to Jesus, I remember that I can look him in the face. I can fall at his feet. And I can know that I'm clean. And I know that my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm going to live with him and all those who came to Christ forever. And if that's not worth getting excited about, folks, what is it going to take for you to get excited about Jesus? You see, I don't want to be the only one up here shouting hallelujah and dancing. That's why I appreciate Pastor Jeff. You ever seen him dance? He does, man, every now and then. He'll just do it. I really think he's holding back. I really think he wants to do this. But you know, he's in a church, you know, where there's more people of another color than his, so he doesn't want to get too carried away. Am I right? Brother, I need you to dance, all right? Listen, Jesus wants us to have fun. Do you believe that? Yes. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to be clean. He wants to be the one that cleans us up. And this example is amazing. But listen, there's something I want to ask you. Not only are you really coming and speaking well? Are you really drinking well? Are you really worshiping well? Those are the three points this morning. So I just want to ask you, you know, are you speaking well? You see what he said to the woman? You have well said you have no husband. Now, did she leave out the part about the five that she did have? Yeah. But Jesus just gently reminded her, you're right, you don't have a husband. And the five that you did have, you don't have no more. Let's just get down to it. I wish I had a calculator. I would have calculated the many times that I said, not only to my son Gabe, but to my daughter Joy, and to my daughter Laura, and to my daughter Crystal, and my wife. Let's keep it real. And you can hear the staff say, yep. He reminds us to keep it real. You know why? Because if it ain't real, why are we wasting our time talking about it? You know, sometimes we just float around what's real. We float around the real truth. We float around what we're really thinking sometimes because we're afraid. We're afraid. We just don't, you know, like this woman says, well, I have no husband. Yeah, you said that right, but you used to have five of them, right? Let's keep it real. When you come to Jesus, keep it real. Because folks, if you're not willing to keep it real with Christ, just come to Jesus meeting right now. If you're not willing to keep it real, then can I ask a question, speaking about keeping it real? Why are you here? Why are you here? You want to see your friends? That's great. You want to get some of that good coffee that Gary prepares every Sunday and some others that prepare? Isn't that good? Isn't that good? You'll come in these doors and there's some coffee. Anybody glad about that? Say amen. Anybody grateful about that? Would you say thank you? Yeah, I know. You probably tell them every week, right? But if all we came for was fellowship, to see friends, to, oh yeah, we'll sing a few songs. Oh yeah, just catch up on things. Just be a part. I want to help set up the chairs. I want to go teach. I want to be with the little children. You know, whatever you do, listen, if we're not coming to Jesus, we're missing the point. We're missing the real reason why we should come. And when we come, we need to come to Him, come to Jesus. And we need to speak to Him. Listen, I love my father. He's already gone to be with Jesus. And he taught the same Sunday school class for 55 years. And he was a pastor in his own right, just ministering to the, well, they weren't so old when he started. But I can remember telling me one time, he said, Steve, says, I started teaching this class and these people were in their 20s and 30s. He said, now they're dying like flies. I went to 3 funerals last week and got another one coming up this week. But he saw them through their life. He taught them. He was there in the hospitals. He was there at the funerals. He was there. I'm really proud of my dad. But my dad said something to me that I'll never forget. When we would have that come to Jesus meeting, he would say, Steve, what do you think God thinks about it? That used to make me so mad. I don't know, Dad. Why don't you tell me what God thinks about it? You know, that's what I wanted to say. But I didn't want that belt on my hiney as hard as I got it anyway, you know. But my dad just, he would just, well, Steve, what do you think God thinks about it? You know what? If every believer in Jesus Christ would always think about that, well, what does God think about me doing this? What does God think about me doing this? What does God think about me doing this? What does God think about me looking this way? What does God think about it? The truth is, we know what He thinks about it, don't we? You can say yes. Yes, we do. But sometimes we don't want to know that He is the truth and that He is holy, holy, holy. Right? Now, I stopped teaching and went to preaching, didn't I? We all need it. Look, when I bring the word, I bring it to me first, and I needed this. How many times have I read the story of the woman at the well, and every time it just speaks to me in a new and a fresh way? I hope it does for you. Because when we think about what the Word of God is saying to us, He's saying, if you drink from my well, if you drink of the water I will give, it's living water. It's living water. It's cleansing water. It's okay. But this well will never run dry. It'll never run dry. And every time we come to this place, we call it worship. But a lot of times, don't you know, if somebody asks you what you're going to do Sunday morning, so I'm going to church. You know what I wish you'd say? I'm going to go have a Jesus meeting. I'm going to go worship my Savior, my Lord. I'm going to go love on my brothers and my sisters. Oh, how many brothers and sisters you got? Billions. 100 billion. I got 100 billion. So many I hadn't even met yet. But I love being with the ones that I do have right here at Choice. Y'all mean so much to me. You're my brothers and sisters. You're there for me. You pray for me. And I love you dearly. I love our pastor. You're doing such a great job, brother. You're my brother. I'm so proud of you and Paula and your family. Yes, give it up for him. Please do. But listen, folks, we just got to keep it real. Don't be anything else. And don't be afraid to keep it real. You know what I am real proud of? You know, when we're doing it, we call it invitation song. You know, a lot of times you clock out. Some of you do. Some of you just clock out at the time. Well, sermon's over. I'm ready. Let's go ahead. Let's get this done. See, I got, man, I still got time to get to beat the lunch line. I got this I got to take care of. Didn't get some work done this week. I should have done, so I'm going to get back to that. You know, we start thinking that way, but I wish we would just say, I'm just going to come to Jesus. I'm just going to come to Jesus right now. I'm just going to come in my spirit and my truth, because that's what I want you to realize, that unless we come to him in spirit and truth, if you don't catch anything else today, catch that. Are we worshiping well? What does it take to worship well? It takes coming to him in spirit and in truth. And sometimes it's hard to know. What does that mean? I know I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, because I think it's incredible to think about, that we are created in God's image. Yes? Yes, that's truth. God is three in one. Yes? We believe in the Trinity. We believe in the Father. We believe in the Son. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Right? Yes, you believe that? And those three are one. When Jesus walked the planet, he was one of the Godhead bodily. You believe that? And you believe that when he ascended, the Holy Spirit came down to dwell in the hearts of men. Do you believe that? Do you believe the Holy Spirit is within you when you accepted Christ as your Savior? You believe that? Then do you believe that Jesus goes everywhere you go? Do you believe that? Do you believe he hears every word you speak? Do you believe that? Do you believe that he knows every thought you think in your mind? Do you believe that? Are all of those thoughts pure? Do we need him? And will he forgive us again? And again. And again. You bet he will. And I sure hope that didn't give you license to sin again. But I hope that kind of love helps you say, how could I do it to him again? The thorns that were placed on his brow and the nails that went into his hands and his feet and the agony and the ridicule and the slander that was thrown at him verbally as he was suffering on that cross for you and for me. Folks, it's time we just keep it real. It's time we have a come to Jesus meeting. And whatever it is you got in your life that you know is wrong, that you know is sin, get rid of it. Quit doing it. You see, that's what it means to worship well. You come in here and I'm all about the drinking coffee. I'm all about the fellowship. That's part of what we do. We're the body of Christ. But when we come in here, we should worship well. And to worship well means we come in spirit and in truth. So we have God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we are created in his image. We have a brain. We have a body. We have a spirit. Do you believe that? And he says worship him in spirit and in truth. Spirit means you have that invisible part of you. Nobody can see, but we can experience it when you connect with the Holy Spirit of God and you're full of, you ever heard this before, being full of the Spirit? And how many times have you been around believers and they were full of the Spirit? Have you been around some that are like that? They're just full of the Spirit. And you just get doused with the Holy Spirit through their life. You know anybody like that? Yeah? I do too. And I want to be with them more. You know what I'm saying? Because you see, that's when the Spirit of God is glorified. When we love people the way he loved us. When we do the things that he would do, he's glorified. He's honored. And there's a witness to that. And body of Christ, I got to tell you right here, Choice, man, there's times I got a front row seat to God working through you. I got a front row seat to seeing God come through your body using your brain and connected with your spirit to come out and be Jesus to people. Let's do it again. I say, let's do it again. Let's do it again and again and again. Can you be Jesus to somebody? Yes, you can. Can you do it every day? Yes, you can. Because, say this with me, we can do all things through Christ. Sorry, I couldn't hear you. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You say, Brother Steve, I can't forgive somebody. I can't go speak to that person. Oh, Brother Steve, I just can't. You know, I know there's a ministry of feeding the homeless people. I don't know if I can do that. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Yes? Yes. So my encouragement is to just let Christ be Christ through you. And the way that happens more is if when we come to this place, right here, where we're at today, and we have a come to Jesus meeting. So that's my challenge. As the band and the worship team comes up here today, I want to ask you, are you drinking well? Are you speaking well? That means, are you telling the truth? We're going to have a prayer time. Are you going to tell the truth to God about some things that you don't even want to mention? But maybe there's some things dug deep into your soul that need to be mentioned, need to be talked about, need to be given over to Christ. Maybe some of you here today and you're burdened, you're heavy laden, you find it hard to have joy because there's something that's eating you inside like a cancer. It's just destroying that joy and the peace, and it's doing a number on you. Aren't you ready to get rid of that? That you would take this time today to just come to Jesus. This song that we're about to do and sing is called Come to the Altar. Why do we come to the altar? Because that's a physical movement of coming to Jesus, having a Jesus meeting. Some of you can't get on your knees because it hurts too bad. You don't need to get on your knees. There's people that raise their hands, get on their knees all the time, bow their heads, but their hearts are far from Him. He told us that. We don't want to be like that, do we? You can bring those lights down, Koji. Look, I just want you to bow your heads right now. I just want you to have a come to Jesus meeting right here. And maybe you've already had it. Maybe you're one of those who gets up on Sunday morning and your come to Jesus meeting's already happened in your quiet time. You got into the Word and God spoke to you and He blessed you and He forgave you, He comforted you. But my guess, there's some people in here that haven't done that yet. Do it today. Don't come to this that we call worship and leave out of here without doing business with God. Listen, just come to Jesus. Spirit and in truth. Let your spirit just be given over. Let those things that got you hung up, got you bound, let go. Let go. That's who the Father is seeking. Worship Him in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking those who will worship Him. That's an incredible thought, is it not? That God Himself is in this place and He's seeking you. Will He find you? I pray that He does. If you need somebody to pray with, or you want to pray alone, here's what I would say. If you want to pray alone, there's a cross on this side, there's a cross on this side. You can go to those crosses and just do business with God. Just you and God, nobody else. There may be somebody that came with you today or somebody that's a dear friend and you want them to join you in having a come to Jesus meeting. Maybe there's somebody you offended in here or they offended you. Don't be afraid to go to them and say, let's go to Jesus because I want this done. I want this feud. I want this feeling to be done with. I don't know. Maybe there's some spouses in here. Man, things aren't right in your marriage and you know it and you got to get it right. There's only one way to get it right, and that's if you come to Jesus. You take your spouse by the hand, you come and you bow your hearts and say, we got to get it right. We got to get it right. Why not? please tell me why not? How can you see the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross for your sins and his arms open wide for you to come, and you turn away and go the other way? Tell me why. You come. Would you stand? You come as we sing, Gabe. Okay.